put them back again.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. I want to remind you again, as the host of Soccer Matters, nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Summer's here. Get out on the patio. Get out to the Manchester United-Manchester City derby match. Go to a Dynamo game. But most importantly, grab your friends and an ice cold bucket of Bud Lights. Whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light is an official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And you know what? On behalf of Bud Light, we're going to give a pair of tickets away right now. Caller number 4, Dynamo Portland Timbers, Saturday, July 29th, 8 p.m. kickoff. Dynamo Portland Timbers, Saturday, July 29th, 8 p.m. kickoff. That might be the target date for Tomas Martinez. I would not expect he's going to play on the road in the next two games. Still trying to get their paperwork together. But fourth caller, Dynamo Portland Timbers. You get a pair of tickets at 713-780-3776. Yes, I wish I had Manchester United, Manchester City tickets to give away, but I gave away all of those on prior shows. So we've been talking about the City Manchester United derby. So Manchester United have played two games in L.A. and Salt Lake. They're getting a good preseason in. They're off to a good start. What does this match mean to you, Manchester United fan or Manchester City fan, at BBVA Compass Stadium? Do you truly expect these teams to go for a win in a friendly game? I mean, remember, City's just getting started here. I watched a training session this morning. There was something very, very interesting going on out there with Pep Guardiola and Brian Kidd. They had a setup out there, basically a really condensed exercise that I just thought was fantastic. And it was basically a thing where the backs were building up out of the back, breaking high pressure and releasing a player wide. But it was fascinating to watch and how it was set up. And Kyle Walker was involved, the new signing. 50-something million for Kyle Walker, too, by the way. That's something else. All right. El Salvador is in action against the United States tomorrow in the Gold Cup. The next guest on this show, Arturo Alvarez, I want to remind you, is a local product. He is now on the Chicago Fire, which is might even be the top story when it comes to turnarounds in Major League Soccer this year, along with the Dynamo. Arturo grew up playing in fields all around Houston, went on to captain El Salvador. Played with the under-20 U.S. national team, went on to make his choice at the senior level with El Salvador and captain them. And he's captained them in recent times. And he joins us now. Arturo, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
It's always great to have you on. You know, it flashes me back to when you were a young kid in town. And just not only were a wonderful young kid and a young soccer player, but you were just you were a fun young man. And we all knew that there were great things in store for you. So it's great to have you on. First off, just a word on the Fire and the big turnaround this year, because, boy, you got so many people talking about your team.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely it's been a great year so far. You know, we're halfway through the season, still a lot to go. But we're off to a great start. You know, I think the team's playing well with a lot of confidence, playing good soccer. And we just got to make sure that we keep winning. You know, it's a long season. I'm sure we might hit our little, bumps on the road, but we just got to make sure that we stay positive and you know, being together and hopefully we can, you know, make the playoffs and then off on to the MLS Cup.
All right. Your organization went out and spent some real money. I mean, you brought in the legendary player in Bastian Schweinsteiger. I had an opportunity to sit and talk with him for about 25 minutes before your game in Orlando. I mean, it was just fascinating to listen to him and, you know, actually the seriousness with which he's taking this league. Just reflect a little bit on him and the professionalism and what he has brought, because guys like that lift everybody else. I don't think there's any question. And there was some people saying, oh, it's not a great signing. And he's turned out to be an unreal signing.
Yeah, you know, I think I think, you know, there was a lot of doubt when Chicago Fire signed him, but it's been the complete opposite. I think he's been a great signing. First and foremost, he's been a great teammate. From day one, he showed that he wanted to be there. I remember the first training session, he got into a few slide tackles, and that just shows you a lot. He came here to play. He came here to win, to make the team better. And I think that's exactly what he's doing. And I think as a teammate and as a club, we couldn't be any happier.
Arturo Alvarez, Chicago Fire, joining us. Talk about Nikolic, too, who's scoring a lot of goals. And he's an interesting guy as well, because I just see a real focus in that guy when I talk to him.
Yeah, I know Nico.
That's right, Nico, your time from, in Hungary, right?
From my time in Hungary, correct. We both played together in Videotone, and I was there for 2 years, and we won the championship there in 2014. He's the same guy, same goal scorer, always hungry to score goals, always putting himself in the right places, to finish off chances. He's always been like that. And you know what? I think, to be honest, I think he might be even more hungrier now that he's here in MLS. And, this whole kind of like DP tag that he has is, he knows that, there's a little bit of pressure, and he's performing well. And, he's scoring a lot of goals, and hopefully he can continue to do so. And, because we're going to need those goals. And I'm sure he wants to break that MLS record.
How intense is the training sessions now in Chicago, and how do they differ from the prior year under Veljko Panovic, if at all?
You know what? Even though last year was obviously a year to forget, it was still a lot of hard work. I think it was a group that, just things weren't going our way, but we made sure that we put the work in. And this year, I think the difference is just, I think every single player is playing with a lot more confidence. You said that with the additions of Bastian Schweinsteiger and Zach McCarty and Nikolic, obviously, you're getting three really good players. So that always helps. I think, the intensity and the work ethic is still there. You just add a little bit of more confidence and you get a little bit sharper day in and day out, and you start winning games.
I mean, I would imagine just with the quality of those players coming in, your practice sessions, the quality goes up.
Yeah, and obviously, we still have a lot of, good competition within the team. We have David Akam. We got other good players like Michael Delu and Lucho, myself. There's a lot of good competition in the attacking, part of this team, and in the defense, we're solid. And so, I think it shows why we're at the top of the league at the moment.
Well, you guys are exciting. I mean, you're one of the teams I want to watch, right? I like watching Atlanta United. I like watching you guys. I like the Dynamo at home. There's a number of teams I like, but when I see Chicago Fire, I want to watch that game. Arturo Alvarez, who plays for the Fire, joining us right now. Tell me about the goal you scored recently, because that was a great goal. I really loved seeing you score that goal.
Yeah, that was it was a nice volley. It was a nice cross from Matt Poster. It was a lofty pass. It was in the air for a long time. So I just kind of went for it, and I made good contact and got it on target, and it ended up being a nice goal, and I was happy to score that, and obviously helped the team win the game. But looking back at, those are the type of, plays or shots that you do in training, and if you do them in training, why not do it in the game? And so that's what it's all about, I think.
It was a sweet hit, Arturo. It was a great goal, and it's always good to see you scoring those goals. I'm going to switch gears now. You've captained El Salvador. They're in the Gold Cup. They're going to take on the United States tomorrow. The U.S. have obviously bolstered their squad. In the Gold Cup, you can make six changes. They've made six now heading into the knockout stages, which is a rule. So the likes of Dempsey, Tim Howard, Michael Bradley all coming in, which signals to me that the U.S., anything less than winning this is a major disappointment. El Salvador has had some decent moments. Can they compete with the U.S. tomorrow night?
I think they can. You know, it's not going to be an easy game. You know, El Salvador, you know, got out of group play. I believe, you know, the game against Mexico was probably the weaker game. They definitely picked it up against the Curaçao and Jamaica. I was actually really impressed with the way that they played against Jamaica. I, you know, overall, I like the game from start to finish, you know, a more confident team. You know, Salvador's always kind of been known for a team that can possess the ball, and we did that against Jamaica. So, you know, with the U.S. game, it's going to be tough. You know, with the U.S. adding, you know, six really good players to their roster, that just shows you that, you know, U.S. really wants to win this tournament. And, you know, with those players, they can. You know, the U.S. in group play did not show well. So, you know, at first I was like, you know, I think El Salvador has, you know, has a good chance to give in the U.S. a tough time. And, hopefully we do make this game tough for the U.S. It won't be an easy game, but, you know, nowadays in football, you never know what's going to happen. But I really hope, you know, it's a good game and hopefully the better team wins.
Yeah, and you know, they have a bit of spark of confidence, I think. And you know, against Jamaica, I think you and I had talked, and the question was, you know, can they do it for 90 minutes? Jamaica's very athletic. I think El Salvador played the better soccer. I don't think there's any question in that game for me. Maybe got a little bit gassed. But a midfield that includes Mayan and Seren, I mean, those guys are going to have to really live up to it, I think, tomorrow night.
Yeah, no, I think, you know what, if there's a game that you want to have that perfect game, I think it's tomorrow. These guys got to go out there and play with confidence. You know, obviously respect your opponent, but, you know, if there's a chance to show why, you know, you're there and you're one of the top players there, and for El Salvador, they gotta go on and show that tomorrow night.
Arturo, you're the best. Thank you for coming on. I want to continue to remind you that we're really pulling for you here in Houston as a Houston product. We're proud of that down here. Love seeing you do things with the Chicago Fire. Keep it up. I'd love to see you guys take it deep into the playoffs, and who knows what you can do, but it's a fun team to watch with you involved and all your great skill. So thank you very much for coming on the program tonight.
No, thank you, Glenn. Thanks for always having me. And, you know, it feels good to always represent Houston. And, yeah, hopefully, you know, with Chicago, we continue playing this way and make it to the playoffs. And obviously, why not win the MLS Cup?
I always have a big smile on my face when I look up on the board in here and it says Arturo waiting to come on the show. I love it. So thank you again for coming on, Arturo. Talk to you soon.
Anytime, Glenn. Have a good one.
All right. He's one of the best. What a great young man he is. Arturo Alvarez with the Chicago Fire. All right. Couple of things here. Before we head to break here, I want to remind you, coming up, we've got Eric Quill of Texans SC, who won the Development Academy under 17 title over the LA Galaxy. It's a heck of a story. Eric Quill's their coach. He's going to be coming up on the program. Also, after this commercial break, Matt Jordan is going to join us. Now, Matt Jordan and I had a conversation about Alex being re-signed, a lot of very interesting things here. As host of Soccer Matters, nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Grab your friends and an ice cold bucket of Bud Lights. Whether it's tonight, tomorrow, any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties, it's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light is an official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Reminder, internationalchampionscup.com for your Manchester United, Manchester City tickets. internationalchampionscup.com. They're still there. Get them for City and United Thursday night. Danish Inspirations, the summer sale going on right now. Get over the best modern contemporary furniture. Our good friend Jan Christensen. Seventh caller right now, pair of tickets, 713-780-3776 to the Dynamo Portland Timber. We'll take a break. We're coming back. Next up, Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Don't forget, it is the Manchester Derby for the first time ever held outside of England. It is this Thursday night at Energy Stadium. It's been a big year in sports here in Houston. It's about to get bigger. Two of the most successful soccer teams on the planet coming to Houston, July 20th at Energy Stadium, 8:30 p.m. It's the Manchester Derby. Two of the biggest rivals in all of sports. And the nice thing is, in light of the recent tragedy in Manchester, a portion of all the ticket sales will be donated to the victims and their families. InternationalChampionsCup.com. Manchester City was training today at BBVA Compass Stadium. Got a glimpse of that. We'll talk a little bit about that on the show. But right now, we're going to switch gears. Houston Dynamo Talk GM Matt Jordan joining us. Matt, thank you very much, as always, for coming on the show.
No, it's always a pleasure, Glenn. Thank you for having me.
All right, so we're going to do a lot of Tomas. Is it Tomas or Thomas? What are we calling
him?
Tomas, I figured. Okay. So Tomas Martinez, Sporting Braga, 22-year-old Argentine, grew up in the River Plate system. He is now a Houston Dynamo player. How long is this contract with him, and how long do we expect to see him here in Houston with the initial contract?
Well, I'm not able to talk specific contract terms, but one thing I can say, Glenn, is, you know, it's been a very long process for us to get him on board. We've had, you know, it's been challenging. You know, obviously we live in the MLS market, but we're competing in a world market, and there are certainly other MLS teams that were interested in Tomas, but, you know, there are also clubs in Argentina and Mexico. And in Europe as well. So it was a long, challenging process, but we're pleased to have him.
All right. So how did you get it done with all that competition? How'd you get it done? Pat yourself on the back and tell me how you got it done.
Well, you know, it's the challenging part is that it's just, you know, we go through hundreds of players, and it's to find the right profile and what we're looking for as a club. You know, I think once we identified our top five targets, you know, Tomas was at the top of that list. And it's just being aggressive. It's being aggressive with getting out and hitting the road and you know sitting with the player in person and looking into each other's eyes and talking about you know our project and what we're working towards and you know and so it's been a long process. It's taken a lot of time, but we're pleased to get it over the line.
Yep, got it that these are long processes, but back. Sort of to my original question, what was it that got him over the line? Was it playing style, being made a focal point of the Dynamo? Was it money? Was it lifestyle and money? What was it?
Well, I think I think that he believes in this project. You know, I think that's the big thing is he believes in the project. He believes, you know, our style of play and what we're working towards fits his qualities. You know, he's at a stage in his career where, you know, he's at a critical moment where he's got to make, you know, it's an important decision for him as well. And so I think that, you know, the allure of Major League Soccer, I think it speaks a lot about the league and how far we've come. It speaks a lot about our city, our club, and our project, you know, and I think he's seen that, you know, we're a young, dynamic attacking team. We've got a lot of really good pieces and any attacking-minded player, especially that, you know, he can play wide on either side, but in particular centrally, you know, it's always nice to have pieces that can run on to the end of those passes.
So is he legitimately going to be called a number 10? Because I heard your interview on Sirius. It seems like you don't want to commit to saying he's a number 10 or a playmaker. Am I right or wrong on that one?
No, listen, I think with Tomas, the good thing about him, I guess when you say a traditional number 10, you know, I mean, you know, that sometimes that gets a little bit of a stigma of, okay, hey, this is a player that doesn't want to work on both sides of the ball and doesn't want to play defense. So I'm a little careful with, you know, with that aspect of things. But, you know, the good thing with Tomas is that he has quality to play as an 8, to play as a 10. You know, he can play wide on either side as well. But the good thing is he finds pockets and he finds space in between the lines and he can administrate the ball quite well, over long distances in between defenders for players to run onto it. And, you know, but he's also willing to work on both sides of the ball. And we feel that he's going to really complement our existing group, you know, that we have and a very talented group that we feel in particular in the midfield and in our attacking third quite well.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan, exciting news, Tomas Martinez of Sporting Braga coming. So what I'm hearing you say, and this is tremendous information, is that he is a two-way player and he's going to have the willingness to work when the ball is lost defensively. So, look, I mean, there's a lot of teams, as you know, and I'm not telling you anything, that take a liability with a guy when the ball's lost and defend with less players. That's not what you guys want. You obviously have a guy who's going to do it both ways, but you also want to right?
I think what's important is to have I think what we pride ourselves on is that, you know, we have guys that are responsible on both sides of the ball. And that's, you know, that's what I'm talking about with him, is that, you know, I think he's responsible, but he adds that quality in the final third, and you know, the key word is quality.
Yeah, because you're bringing him to create chances. You're bringing him here to help the attack first and foremost.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us here, and we appreciate his time. He's been in a lot of places talking about this young man, Tomas Martinez, very exciting for the Houston Dynamo. All right, so you've been on many, many pro teams, very successful as a goalkeeper. I played on a couple in the 80s. Every time a new player came in the locker room, it's a bit of a signal that, hey, job security, competition. I know we're not talking about that and we're easing him in and all these other things. But look, you're getting some other benefits to him organically when it comes to competition and depth and maybe motivating others even more.
Yeah, that's the reality of pro sports. And I think that's we believe that that's important, that competition for places, you know, brings the best out of all of us. We know that there's always going to be an adaptation when a new player comes in mid-season. It takes time. It's a new league. It's a new team. It's a new city, you know. And so we know that, and we're very comfortable with the process involved with that. But at the same time, you know, there's no doubt about it that, you know, it's going to increase the level of competition in our team. And that's something that we think is important.
So I listened to Wilmer too, and I get you guys, you know, him adapting. We saw that with Mauro Diaz with FC Dallas and a lot of players. Some swim right away. Some need a little bit more time. Yet this is a kid that has been in some environments of real pressure. What is your timeline, knowing that I guess his last competitive games were in May or June maybe? What is your timeline when you really want to see a real influence from him? Because, you know, you're also getting him to hopefully spike your team and take it to another level.
No, look, anytime, you know, you bring in a good young and talented player, you know, you always hope that there's going to be, you know, it's going to bring something to the team right away. But also, you know, this is a long-term plan. You know, this has been a lot of meticulous planning to get to this point. I mean, there's so many dominoes that go into it, into a salary cap world, you know, in particular with going back to trading the number one allocation ranking to, you know, opening up a foreign spot, you know, to even decisions that were taken, you know, last year. So it's been, you know, that's an important element. And look, of course, we hope that the sooner that he adapts, the quicker he adapts, the better. But we also have to be realistic, and we just got to get him in with our environment and get him with our coaches and get to work, you know. And I know he's eager about that. You know, right now we're dealing with the visa process, which is out of our hands, unfortunately. But we're working diligently on that, you know, to get him here in market as soon as possible. And I think, Glenn, one thing I think is really important to emphasize is, you know, Tomas is a talented player, but he's also a very good person, you know, and that's important for us. It's, you know, and that's important for our group. And I think the last time I was on your show, I said this. I said, you know, we want to find the right player. And you know, and that's something why we've taken our time, we've done our homework, and we've gone through the processes that we've put in place. And so that's an important element of all of this.
So a couple dynamics I see from the outside, and we're talking to Matt Jordan, general manager of the Houston Dynamo, big signing, Tomas Martinez, a 22-year-old Argentine. I see this giving you distinct possibilities now to do, you know, there's some rope now to maybe do some things different in midfield. Is the goal here to have a midfield with both him and Alex in it? Those two types of players that really would up the level of creativity and ideas in your midfield if both of those guys were on the field at the same time. Is that the goal?
Well, look, I'm gonna let Wilmer talk about, you know, those aspects of who, you know, who will play and in what formations. If I look at our midfield, you know, we have, in particular now with the addition of Tomas, you know, we have a lot of different profiles that can complement each other in different situations. You know, we have ball winners, we have connectors. You know, we have players that can switch the point of attack. We have players that can find space in between the lines to make the final pass and to make, you know, little passes in behind the defense for attackers to run into space. You know, so that's what's really good and what we like about our midfielder group right now is that, you know, there's a lot of good complementary pieces, and so now I know that coaches and Wilmer in particular are eager to get to work with Tomas, with the rest of our guys.
Yeah, because it seems like it's going to open up a lot of possibility to do a number of different things. Matt Jordan joining.
I think Tomas, you know, listen, another thing I'd say, Tomas is good in possession. You know, he's good in possession and dictating the rhythm of the game, you know, and that'll help as well. So I think that's an added bonus.
Yeah, and that's an area that Wilmer Cabrera, you know, has even spoken directly about on the road. So it's another area that gets addressed with this wonderful signing. Last thing before I let you go, Matt, and again, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate this. This is an interesting conversation because I think everybody's excited about getting to know who Tomas Martinez is. We know it's common knowledge that Alex is in his final year of the contract. How important is it to bring that man back? Because, look, I was impressed with that guy last year during dark times. It was a player that never gave up during the season. Broke out this year and is having a great year as well. He was a potential all-star in my mind. How important is it to make sure you guys get Alex back to tag on to this great signing with Tomas Martinez?
No, look, Alex has been, you know, he's been a really good addition to the club since we traded for him from Chicago. You know, and we're really, you know, we're pleased with his progress, and you know, I'm not surprised that he's done well. You know, with the way that the Wilmer organizes his training sessions. And so, you know, Alex is definitely a player that, you know, we'd like to have be here with the Houston Dynamo. And, you know, I'm not going to talk to specifics because I don't think that'd be right to talk a specific. So I'd like to talk more, you know, about the team, but, you know, Alex is a guy that we're happy to be a part of our team.
Matt, as always, we thank you very much. Congratulations on the Tomas Martinez signing. We appreciate the, you, as always, coming on and giving it to us straight. Thank you.
No, listen, we appreciate it. And again, any opportunity to come talk soccer with you and with everybody that listens is always a welcomed opportunity.
It's awesome. We'll bring you in studio again real soon, time permitting for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Yep.
Bye.
That's Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan there. And you can tell it's not easy to get these players signed in Major League Soccer. But, boy, with Tam and some of the other things going on in this league, I think the ante is going to continue to be upped down the road. All right, quick word here before we go to break. Soccer fans, the real soccer pub is in Edo. It's Kings Court right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins. So if you're going to a Dynamo game, you go to the corner of Walker and Hutchins. You go there before the game. It's the best hangout. El Batallon is there. It is a party time pre- and post-game. Even Dash games. You're getting a lot of Dash players in there, Dash fans in there. Whenever there's a game at BBVA Compass Stadium, you want a real soccer pub, it's Kings Court. 13 TVs there, NFL Sunday ticket, 24 taps, full bar, and great pub food. Get over to Kings Court. It's a great place, too, for your rooftop deck shot of BBVA Compass Stadium in the background. Go there and say hello to Jay. It's kingscourttexas.com. And a moment for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach. It's daspitlaw.com. 713-322-HURT, 713-322-4878. They're bilingual. You might have an accident. That's car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction. You might drive an 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm, John Daspit, will treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. They'll work for you 24-7. They'll fight for your right for compensation. It's the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. We'll take a Bud Light break.
ESPN 97.5.
Klaus and Globin.
All right. I got something to say. Yeah. It's better to burn out. Yeah. Than fade away.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, and we got a great way to end it here tonight with a wonderful local story. Before we get to that, again, a quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and his Daspit Law Firm, they're personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. All you have to do to go is go to DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-4878. They are bilingual. It doesn't matter. You know, we all need a lawyer sometime, and we might get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle. You may work at a plant, a refinery. You may even drive an 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. It's DaspitLaw.com. Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7. Fight for your right for compensation with the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Okay, so recently in Los Angeles, the U.S. Development Academy put on their under 18 and under 17 championship. This is a big deal. And it's generally all Major League Soccer teams. In fact, there was only one team there that was not an MLS Academy team, and that was Texans SC at the under 18 level. They won the tournament 2-1 over the LA Galaxy in the national championship game, getting a goal from Omar Vazquez. The coach of that team is a former area youth product who played in parks like Bear Creek Park and all the fields around Houston before going on to a career in Major League Soccer with Tampa Bay, Kansas City, and a number of other teams. He's Eric Quill. He joins us now. Eric, thank you very much for coming on the show. And first off, let's just say congratulations to you and your team.
Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show, man.
Yeah, exciting times. Now, I wanted to make sure I drew the line back to you as a youth player in Houston, because this is an incredible Houston story. But just tell me about, you know, the time with these guys building up to this. I mean, it's an incredible journey for a team to do this. You guys went through it together. Speak about your team. Just let me have a platform for you to speak about your team.
Well, it's a group of kids that for the majority I've had for about 3 years now, you know, with some added pieces this and that this past year. And so, you know, when you're around a group for that amount of time, you sort of get to instill your will on them, and you're, you know, trying to build a mentality out of the group. And they just truly work extremely, extremely hard, and they're really humble, and they just really get along and like each other a lot. I mean, chemistry was probably the number one thing that put them on this wild run the last 13 to 15 games that they were, you know, on this streak. And so, you know, a testament to them. The goal from the beginning was to win a national championship. We said it to each other after each training. You know, whether some of them believed it or not, you know, everybody was bought in. I think with the momentum towards the end, making the playoffs, then it became a reality for them, and they just became possessed. I mean, they were able to overcome a lot of you know, crazy things that happened in games where you thought, nah, maybe they could fold up here, and they just never did, and they just showed, you know, just the Texan spirit. And then the culture is truly changing. I mean, they had a belief, and they just, in the final game, you couldn't ask for a better final and a goal to end it.
Eric Quill joining us, coach of Texas SC at the under 18, under 17 level. 2-1 winners over the LA Galaxy in the Development Academy Championship out in Los Angeles. This is amazing because this is a team that is not an MLS affiliated team and was the only team out there. Now, I know everybody's going to pump that up a lot, and that is a big accomplishment, the fact that you aren't tied or connected with an MLS team. Was there a little pride in that? Was there a little pride in that, you know, everybody's going in there, the LA Galaxy, the big names and everything. We're the Texans, who also has a tremendous history. We do know that. But was there pride in that, or was that really nothing that you really even seemed to dwell on with your guys?
That was never something we dwelled on. I mean, it was more of the media and sort of the build up to it. But, you know, it was never our focus. You know, from the start of the season, it was all about us and what we've been building for the last few years, and just how we want to play and how we want to develop kids. through our club and for the next level. And I just think, you know, it's a great story, and I get it. I see the, you know, the excitement in it, but it was never really, it was never talked about by us. But, yeah.
So let me just take you into this. As somebody, as you remember, you were playing, and I was running a youth club as well. So I spent quite a bit of time out at Fields and working in player development. And I clearly to this day think it laid one of the best foundations for me in everything else I've ever done. You know, whether it's broadcasting, whether it's dealing with young people, their parents, it was a humbling experience. It was a learning experience working with kids. But, man, it is one amazing sort of give back to see kids grow. And I'm not just talking about as soccer players, but also to grow as individuals, which I heard when you were talking about your team. There was a lot of that going on. I mean, you're a big part of their lives here in helping shape their futures.
Yeah. No, I mean, we've got a couple of kids that won't play in college, you know, won't play soccer in college, you know, that played in this national championship. And so, you know, I think for some, they need to hear that because, you know, I think everybody has this sort of idea that, you know, all these kids are going to be future pros or, you know, all Division One soccer players. And that's not always the case. Some of them just, they're very talented kids that their passion takes them elsewhere. And you know, soccer's not their platform. But again, we're building through soccer, we're building these individuals for the workforce and to be successful in society and know how to go about, you know, winning a job and being successful in a job and working hard at a job. So you're building all these things that no matter what it is, if it's soccer or anything, it's going to help you in the long run.
Incredibly refreshing to hear you say that, because in the end, you're shaping young men. So let's talk in reality here. How many of these kids, and I want to be careful here because I don't want you to start tossing names out, but how many of these young guys do you think will go on to higher levels? Obviously, I think a number of them are going to certainly be kids that can play in the college game. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, no, we have, I mean, pretty much everybody from our senior class is playing in college. The ones that aren't are the ones that made by choice. It wasn't that they didn't have options. It was just by choice that they had, you know, other passions that were going to lead them to different universities. So they're all going to play in college at different levels, Division III, Division II, NAIA, Division I. And what that pathway after that leads them to be, I don't know. But, I mean, I just know that they're all really, really passionate individuals about the game of soccer. And through this experience and through the success that they've had, I think that they're obviously, a lot of them are on the radar, especially our young ones coming back next year, for big universities. And I think we've put our club back on the radar of, you know, of a talent pool to start, you know, being a force to be reckoned with. I think obviously the MLS groups have really deep talent pool depths. And so, you know, with us, we want to make sure that we're producing talent just like they are and doing whatever it takes and making sure they're training the best to get them to that next level. So there's a lot of them. And again, it's the rate at which this path goes for them. Who knows? Some of them will go fast. We have a couple kids. We have a national team kid that's, you know, probably be a pro very, very soon, going to go abroad. And we have a kid that will, you know, maybe a pro within a year and a half, 2 years. And then we'll have some that maybe after college of 4 years, they're drafted in MLS. So you just never know.
So there's pros and cons in the youth game, and, you know, there is a lot of money changing hands as well. For you, when you look at the game at the youth level where it is now as opposed to when you were back and playing, what are the biggest differences outside of what I just said?
Yeah, I mean, just this event, this national championship and the complexes you're playing in and the hype you're getting, the social media. I mean, it's just, they're almost treated like pros at a very young age now, where it just wasn't that big, you know, back when, you know, my age coming through as a 16, 17, 18 year old, you know, and the focus on training. I mean, we're training four nights a week and playing games a week and all the travel. I mean, to find a competitive game, we're going to Colorado and Kansas City. And, you know, back in those days, we're playing in Bear Creek Park against all the local talent. So, the emphasis has just gotten wider and wider, and the talent, you know, the talent combination has become more condensed, and so, which is a good thing. You always want these talent pools really, really together and for a long period of time. But I just, it's a crazy difference, and just based on, you know, obviously social media just pipes everything up. But these kids are definitely very, very lucky, and you know, the goal, you know, obviously is to give them the best opportunity to play at the next level if that's what they choose to do. That's what I believe I'm in the job for, and that's what that gets me out of bed in the morning. So I'm blessed to be around guys that really have that passion to keep going.
Well, I'm personally happy for you because I know not only as a player, but I know what you've put into the game off the field. It's great to see your success, Eric. And we were pulling for you to do well. You did. You brought it home. And more importantly, I love what you just said about your humility and about working with kids and trying to help them not only as excellent soccer players, but as people as well. I think that's vitally important for the future. Thank you so much for coming on. And again, congratulations, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Glenn. Anytime, man. Thank you.
All right. That's Eric Quill of Texans SC, 2-1 winners over the LA Galaxy, National Championship Game Development Academy. Wonderful. And I love the fact that he's talking about the personalities of kids. Comes out, cares for the players. That'll do it for tonight here. As we take a reminder here, next Wednesday we'll be back at 7 o'clock Central Time here on ESPN 97.5. I just want to remind you about the Kings Court, soccer fans. Edo, Kings Court, right next to the stadium, 903 Hutchins. 13 TVs at Kings Court, Premier League matches, Dynamo matches, La Liga, Champions League, NFL Sunday Ticket. It's the real soccer pub. There's a game at BBVA Compass Stadium, Dynamo Dash, International, whatever. This is the place to go. 24 taps, full beer, selection of spirits, wonderful. Wonderful pub food. I hang out there sometimes, post-game Dynamo. Rooftop deck and patio sits in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. KingsCourtTX.com. Say hello to Jay. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Facebook, Soccer Matters. PodcastArena.com for all the podcasts of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. For Tyler Scott, Victor Ariza, I'm Glenn Davis. Good night, everyone.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.